This is the time in the cycle in which the children of God are to awaken and ascend and return to the original and eternal state of your true nature. Those who are called to this ascension will find that the energy of grace is with you. But to be a child of God means to no longer be a child of Maya. It means to have taken the action of dropping the biographical narrative and the biological attachment and to abide in pure spirit. And it means that the heart is pure. And that one is able to remain in that purity of presence that is unstained by fear or desire and unalloyed with fantasy or projection, but remains in that total openness to receive the will and the intelligence of God to guide the soul vehicle and the bodily vehicle accurately through these final days until the cycle is complete and the mission that you have been called here to perform has been successfully accomplished. And so the egocentric delusion of being separate from God, of being, as the academics say, a cognition monad, rather than the infinite consciousness that abides always in the heart of the Supreme Lord of all that is. And we must realize through complete surrender to that Supreme Lord that that one is, in fact, the essence of one's self. That one is not different. One is not other than the Absolute Spirit. It is only in that realization of absolute non-duality that the consciousness can pass through the eye of the needle into the final and ultimate liberation that completes the process of the unfoldment of the totality of the self. And ends the sanskara of returning to forgetfulness on the wheel of time. And so you must inquire of your heart, have you taken such refuge that the mind never entertains egoic thoughts, but remains in that emptiness of total presence in which the sacred heart of God and the luminous love that emerges from that source and the subtle intelligence and wisdom of the heart become the constant companions of the consciousness that moves only in accord with the will of the unified power of the Supreme Mother and Father to accomplish that which only one who is completely surrendered can, by the grace of God, accomplish the impossible. We must be able to remain completely steadfast as the illusory world crumbles, and be free of any attachment to that illusion that is now entering the final vortex that will annihilate all that appears. And so we must have reached that level of our being that neither appears nor disappears. And remain constantly in that unmoving state as the whirlwind destroys the illusion. But those who are in the eye of the storm, in the eye of Shiva, will not be touched. May you have chosen freedom. May you have chosen the supreme love. May you have chosen to graduate from this school in which our valor is tested and our willingness to serve God egolessly without complaint, regardless of the role that we are called to play. live in the blissful self, in union with God, regardless of the circumstances that are unfolding all around us, so that the light and the love and the power of salvation will emanate from you into the morphic field and provide access for all to the source of peace and grace and eternal life that we have gained and that we are here to share. And to be free. Of any attachment to that which is not the supreme reality. This is the time of the final test. And the proof of who we are. May we not fail ourselves. The joy of bringing the presence of God and God's eternal life and love into this dying world as the one priceless offering that all will soon be desperate to know. Recognize the treasure that you have in your heart. And offer it wisely so that it multiplies to infinity. May you know the peace that comes of abiding in perfect stillness, in perfect egoless attentiveness to the presence of the supreme power that absorbs the consciousness entirely into the Godhead. And dissolves all karma, all suffering, all illusion of separation forever. And may you know the even deeper peace of the non-duality of nirvana and samsara. And the bliss of the service of the multiple illusory phenomenal plane and all of its nuances while remaining in the unchanging eternal light of blissful transcendence. And may the supreme paradox of absolute spirit living through the relative and the particular and the temporal and the mortal bring the ultimate reconciliation. That completes the process of the revelation of God and the redemption of creation.